What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind. My name is Robert Lamb.
And my name is Julie Douglas.
But you know these things because if you've been listening to our podcast for the last 3 years, then this is the way we always start our episode. Sometimes you throw in a curious nickname or two for yourself. But otherwise, the intro is pretty much always the same.
And pretty straightforward. But today it's a little bit different. You guys can't see here in the studio, but it is just brimming with balloons that have fallen down from the ceiling.
Uh-huh.
And do you know why? I hope that you noted the day.
No. What is the day?
It's our anniversary.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's been 3 years since we started this little caboose of a podcast.
Yeah. And at the time, we didn't know how it would go, but it seems to have gone pretty well.
Well, and I don't know if listeners know this, but we did not pick the name for this podcast.
No.
It was given to us. So when we first started, it kind of felt huge and looming. But ultimately, we thought that we could grow into it since we're both curious types and we are very interested in science.
Yeah, the original podcast was Stuff in the Science Lab, and then that evolved into this podcast. And at the time, our boss Connell said, "Stuff to Blow Your Mind." That's going to be the title. And we're like, "All right, we'll run with it. We trust you. You come up with some great ideas. So we'll see if we can make this work." Because on one hand, we weren't sure: is it kind of cheesy sounding? Maybe. And then also, is that a lot to deliver on? Like,
yes.
Are we going to actually blow my... And it's kind of silly that we were even thinking about that at the time. I was like, what if it's not a... What if we do an episode and it doesn't blow people's minds? What if it's not really, like, crazy, awesome, in-your-face, like, stoner science that we're throwing at you? Like, what happens when it's just kind of, that's kind of neat? But, I mean, in some episodes are more mind-blowing than others. There are some episodes we've done that I feel, even researching them, kind of shake me to my core and make me just reevaluate either myself or the universe, though the world I live in, the culture that I'm a part of. And then there are other episodes where they are just a little bit like, oh, well, that's kind of neat. I never thought about that. But
I feel like that's just all building up on the narrative that we have when we discuss certain themes. Obviously that's what we're going to talk about a bit today is, you know, in our research for Stuff to Blow Your Mind, how has this influenced our lives? Because obviously this is a very intimate part of our lives, even if this is for work. And I wanted just to quickly say that we want to thank everyone who has stuck with us from the beginning and those of you who have just stumbled upon the podcast. It's largely the conversation that we have with you guys that's helped the direction of the podcast and oftentimes really added new layers to it. So,
and we've really been fortunate with our listeners, because there are a number of podcasts here in the How Stuff Works suite of podcasts. I mean, you got stuff you should know, stuff they don't want you to know, stuff mom never told you, stuff you missed in history class, all these different brands. And we hear about other people's listeners, and they're great listeners, great fans for all of the podcasts. Though I feel like we have less in the way of like evil listeners or bad listeners or negative listeners. You know, we occasionally catch some flack for this, that, or the other, but I feel like we got a really good crew.
We do. We often get, if we get criticism, it's thoughtful and it's couched in a way that's helpful. But we also, most of the time, get feedback that really actually blows my mind, that makes, sort of takes the conversation that we're having together and takes it to another level, because you guys have gone away with some of the thoughts of your own on these topics and really spun them. So it's been a very, very nice experience, and so we just wanted to talk a bit today about the different ways that we've digested this stuff. And by the way, we would love to hear from you guys too. You know, if there are certain things from the podcast that have affected your life, certain bits of information that have made you sort of rethink what's going on in your world.
Yeah, indeed. I should also point out, we're always hearing from listeners who play us in the background during their artistic creation. So they're painting, or they're building something,
or in the labs,
or they're in the labs
a lot. Yeah.
And that's always just really great to hear that we, in some way, and even in just some small way, maybe contribute to their creative process, be it art or science.
Indeed. All right, you want to take the first way in which this podcast has changed your life?
Well, you know, that's
or we could say influenced.
Yeah, influenced, because change tends to, you know, it makes you think like you gave up all your belongings.
Right.
And, you know, became
you didn't?
The Buddha or something. No, no, no.
Okay.
No. So one thing I would think, it's not so much it changed something about me, but I feel like it often strengthens qualities that are already there.
Mm-hmm.
Because, for instance, when it comes to feminism and the subject of the ladies and you know who women are, what their role is in the species.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I have always been sympathetic to feminist issues, but in the course of the podcast, we've discussed, for instance, Ladies Night on Planet Earth was an early episode where we talked about such issues as the idea that that females are the species and that males are merely a mutation necessary for sexual reproduction.
Mm-hmm.
We looked at examples, especially in the insect world, where males have been phased out. We've looked at some of the theories regarding the destructive aspects of patriarchy versus matriarchy in culture. And we've also discussed witchcraft persecution, the ways in which male-dominated culture have persecuted women. So it's really forced me, when I encounter stereotypes, when I encounter other attitudes regarding sex and gender, I have all of this science that I bring to my evaluation of it, and I'll think, well, that person is viewing the world in this way, and here's why, and here is maybe what it's more like from an organism level.
That's interesting that you say that, because all of the episodes that you mentioned were of interest to me in the ways that we paint gender. But I think that for me, the bulk of it, in terms of gender, has been our research into the subconscious and symbols and how we create a world of symbols that we move through. And, so my suspicion has always been that to a large degree, we perform our gender. I know there, I say a large degree, I'm leaving some room there, but for the most part, I feel like men and women are just equally capable of, moments of atrocities and moments of grace, you know, both physically and mentally. So, I think back to Elizabeth Spelke, who is the cognitive psychologist who responded to Lawrence Sumner's, the then, Harvard president, who said, that there was a shortage of women in science. Or the physical sciences, because perhaps they did not have the sort of rigor, the sort of intellectual rigor that allowed them to do well. And she actually looked at decades of her research into infants and children. And she took that data and she found that there was nothing. There was no evidence of early differences between girls and boys on basic number skills, a bunch of different things that she was looking at. And so she said her position is that the null hypothesis is correct. There's no cognitive difference and nothing to say about it. And she actually debated Dr. Steven Pinker in a fascinating debate. They're friends, and so they both differed on this topic of gender differences in the physical sciences. And if anybody has, like, I don't know, 2 hours to kill and you want you want to look at a transcript of this, it's online, but it lays out very interesting arguments on this, and I think that Dr. Spelke does a great job of attacking this in the way of saying, let's not overlay gender stereotypes and have them stand in for real data.
Now, what about you? What's a way in which working on this podcast has influenced or changed your life?
Oh, this consciousness stuff is really, it's kind of like the tail wagging the dog problem of death in the afterlife for me.
Yeah.
And I did not think that was something that would happen, that this preoccupation with consciousness would bring up these questions, not so much actually about what happens after we die, because for me that's fairly simple and straightforward. The lights kind of go off in the brain and that's it. For me, it brought it more in terms of what happened before. So this question of consciousness, I feel like, is very much related to the beginnings of the universe. So I don't know how to explain this. It's troubling to me because that's the great void of knowledge. So if we know that we're inherently tied to the universe through chemicals, the chemical imprint, so like hydrogen, helium, and carbon and oxygen, those are the most common elements in the universe. And we know that hydrogen, carbon, and oxygen are the top three ingredients for life on Earth. And then we look at our bodies ourselves, and we know that hydrogen, carbon, and oxygen account for 95% of the atoms in the human body. It begins to make this case of, well, of course, this is something that's tied into something that we can't understand at this point. And we can't also understand consciousness. We can't point to the area in our brain that says, this is me. This is what makes me me and makes me understand my place in the world, just like we can't point to the beginnings of life in the universe and say, that's where it began.
And see, what you're underlining here is something that's always been part of our mission statement, to take listeners and ourselves to that aha point, to that, to the edge of human understanding. And when you reach that point, then you're just staring off into the void. You're staring down into where knowledge drops off into the abyss. And that's, it's an amazing and at times frightening place to be.
It is. And I'm actually pretty astounded that as humans that we have come this far to understand our chemical fingerprints in our bodies and in the universe and tied them all together. But that still leaves this gaping hole in logic and understanding as well. So, again, it's not for me necessarily a religious toned conversation with myself about what it all means. It just is this question of consciousness that has wrung out some of these more troublesome aspects of how it all began.
So do you feel like you have more existential dread now than before, or less?
Yes and no. Yeah. Yes and no. And I actually wrote down this little bit from theoretical physicist Lawrence Krauss in his Cosmic Connections lecture, because it's always given me a measure of comfort. And he said, in every breath you take, there are an average of at least 10 oxygen atoms from the dying breath of Caesar when he said, et tu, Brute? Every time you breathe, you're breathing in atoms of everyone who has ever lived. So when the universe feels immense and like there's no beginning and no end, I think about that quote, and I think about how we just essentially, at the end of the day, have this sort of snow globe existence that we just kind of shake up around all the little elements in the earth that are surrounding us.
Huh. Well, I think for my own part with existential dread, I feel like maybe I might have the same level of existential dread, but I understand it a little more. And maybe in the same way that, when you're practicing meditation and mindfulness, it's realizing when you're angry or when you're when you're sad, realizing what your emotional state is, and that being conscious of it is the first step in managing it. So maybe I have a little less existential dread in the fact that I am more conscious of how it's working and why I'm feeling that way.
Well, it's funny you bring that up, because I had also thought that one of the byproducts of working on this podcast is that there's a meta awareness of my thoughts, because we talk about this all the time, that, you know, that if you can identify your thoughts and identify what is motivating them, then you can oftentimes really get to the root of a problem, or you can correct your responses. Yeah. So we've even talked about, if you're angry, you know, count to five, because it takes a little bit for your prefrontal cortex to get in line with your amygdala to make sure that you don't do some sort of crazy thing or say something crazy. So there's a sort of wisdom to being able to slow down your thought process and figure out what's going on.
Now, you said crazy. That is another thing that has really hit me over the course of these 3 years, is enforcing a pronounced appreciation of the thin line between sanity and insanity, between normal and paranormal in the human experience. I mean, we've looked at that in terms of the human brain, all the different elements that make consciousness what it is, that make memory what it is, and how fallible all of that is, how fallible memory is, how the slightest changes in the brain's structure or chemistry alter the way that we perceive the world, how we interact with it, how so many of the things that we see as paranormal experiences, be it an alien abduction, an encounter with elves in the woods, an angelic visitation, the voice of God, in anything from the grand list of the strange and the powerful and the holy, they can almost universally all be explained by looking at the way our mind works, at the way our perception and interaction with the real world works, and it's not something that I feel diminishes the magic of reality at all. You know, it's not something like, oh, there aren't really angels, doesn't that suck? No, it's more that. It's more exhilarating to think that our existence and our experience of the world is such a fine line. It's such a narrow thing. And, you know, it's like a tightrope walk.
I was thinking about this last night as I was drifting off to sleep, because I was seeing images, and I thought, really, this is my brain hallucinating, because it doesn't have any stimuli right now. There, you know, it's dead quiet and it's dark and it has nothing to chew on, so it's going to start the dream cycle and start hallucinating for me, you know, to recreate maybe the events of my day, or just to float off into different areas of exploration. So it really is fascinating. You're right, that line between what is mental order and mental disorder.
Yeah, I mean, because if at the end of the day you're encountering the idea that the brain is the most, you know, complex structure that we know of. It's this intense creation machine, creating, spinning off ideas, spinning off whole imagined worlds, and we are it, and we are at the center of it.
All right, so comfort. So you fall in the line of comforting or discomforting?
I would say comforting.
Yeah.
At least for me, because I'm still able to enjoy all those other things too. You know, I still can really get into the idea of, you know, of Dante's Inferno, or, you know, or some horror movie with demons in it or something, because it doesn't disappoint me to know that those are creations of the mind. And it just shows how fabulous the mind is, and it just comes back out in on itself like that.
Cool. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we are going to discuss the deep, dark secrets of our lives.
Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples.
Rob, as the local host with allergies here, they sent you some of their nasal spray to treat your allergies. What was your experience like?
Yeah, that's right. I always wrestle with the pollen a bit when it rolls in during the spring, so they sent me the little nasal spray. I tried out the product, and yeah, it sure did help me get on top of my symptoms for the day. And it's so fast-acting, it was already kicking in before I left the house.
Astapro is a first-of-its-kind nasal allergy spray. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription-strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing.
Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can get Astapro and go today. ASTEPRO allergy.com. Astepro and go. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
Today's episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then, through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
All right, we're back. So what else in 3 years of stuff to blow your mind? What else has this changed about you? How has obviously the Julie Douglas that exists now is different from the Julie Douglas that existed then.
Core elements,
different cells,
still there.
Well, core elements.
You're right. I've got some new cells.
Yeah, new cells and a different brain structure.
Actually, I think I have a very different brain structure.
Yeah.
And I say this because, as we have mentioned before, I quit drinking alcohol, a year 16 months ago or something. And the reason is because I began to have more of an awareness of addictive behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have an addiction or a dependency on something like I do with alcohol, it's really hard to sit back and do research on how the brain responds to substances when they're pushed up against the anxieties of life.
Mm-hmm.
And then not see the patterns,
right,
of your own behavior in this light. And, I think the thing that was most striking to me is that when we were doing research on, you know, whether it was alcohol or drugs or just talking about the reward system and dopamine, for instance, I began to see that these habits that we create for ourselves are really just sort of well-trod circuitry in our brain. This thing that we keep doing over and over again. And for a long time, I had wanted to stop drinking and I wasn't able to understand it in a way that I could. But when I got frustrated enough that I had created essentially a chemical feedback loop,
mm-hmm,
I began to understand that this was something that I might be able to reverse. And this was another chilling thing to me, is that learning how memory was affected by alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you talk about the hippocampus, which is involved in memory making, and you look at cells that are bathed in alcohol, what you will see is that they lose the ability to connect and communicate with other brain cells. And they either aren't going to make any connection and you're not going to have that memory, or your brain actually has to create a sort of plan B for memory. And so what I thought to myself is, not only have I got these chemical feedback loops that I don't want, And I've sort of fallen victim to that. But I have, you know, I have memory stores that maybe are working or not working in the way that they should be. And that really was something that was troubling to me. So I will say that through the research and just the constant sort of flow of information about how the brain works, I was able to address that.
Okay. So in a sense, did the research provide you sort of the scientific backup to force the change? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, the awareness. When you think mm-hmm. about a habit that you have, you don't normally research your habit to the degree that you are understanding the inner mechanisms of how that habit is playing itself out.
Because in a way, sometimes our habits have, they almost have a mind of their own. They almost have a defense mechanism in place to protect themselves from you.
Well, that's the story that we tell mm-hmm. whenever we're engaging in the habit. So I'm not going to go, I don't want to go into, you know, addiction too much, but, it, you know, I will say that this is a truthful account of having worked on the podcast over the last 3 years and doing research on the brain and on memory and on, you know, various substances, and then coming to the conclusion that, you know, there was something, you know, awry in my own personal space that I needed to address.
Cool.
You, what's your deep, dark secret?
well, let
I'm
me
kidding,
see.
You don't.
I don't know if I have anything as powerful as that. Now, I will say that I'm pretty sure that working on Stuff to Blow your mind did force me to give up eating cephalopods.
No.
Which, I mean, I'm not putting that out there like what I've done is super noble, because I'm still probably a huge hypocrite, because even though I do not actively seek out pork, I don't think I've yet to oppose it on moral grounds to say I'm not going to eat that because pigs are smart and wonderful, and I respect them as intelligent beings. Whereas with cephalopods, I've kind of chosen my battle there and said, you know, in the past I've really enjoyed eating pretty much any cephalopod, especially the squid and also the octopi. But now that I know more about their brains, mm-hmm. About how fabulous they are as organisms in general, but also how intelligent an octopus can be, and how arguably it's conscious, how arguably it's in the same neural zone as my cat. And I don't want to eat my cat. I can't bring myself then to eat the octopus either.
Today's episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then, through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. on demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah. Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Yeah, and a lot of this came up when we were talking about the book, Some We Eat, Some We Love, and Some We Kill. And is that right? Some Eat, Love, and Kill?
I think so,
just
yes.
Just the follow-up to Eat, Pray, and Love.
Yeah.
And it was talking about our weird relationship with animals and the way that we regard them. And that really was, you know, I think something that brought up this sort of idea of personhood. And then we did, the episode on personhood, and we talked about these higher cognitive functions in some animals. You know, could they, were they conscious? Did they have complex social relationships? Yes and yes. And so it sort of makes that area even a little bit murkier in terms of, well, is this a food source?
Yeah. It's and like I say, I realize I'm a hypocrite by saying, you know, no to cephalopods, but I'm still okay with you know, pork if you force it on me and, you know, and chicken and whatnot. We don't eat a lot of meat in our household. We tend to rely on the vegetables, but we'll still have you know, a little chicken or fish here and there as need be. So I don't know. I mean, I sometimes think though that I'll maybe reach the point where I'll say no to all the meats and hopefully find a goat that I can have a consensual arrangement with, where the goat will give me its milk, and maybe the goat will make the milk into cheese for me, because I feel like that's the big hurdle to me, is the cheese factor. I don't know how I could give up the cheese. Meat, I feel like I can ultimately take or leave in the long run, but
have you heard about this product called Beyond Meat?
No, but it sounds scary. So what is it?
It is, one of the, you know, simulacrums of meat products that have come out recently that have apparently, like, gotten the sponginess of meat, so the texture and the flavor and the color right, and people are going nuts over this stuff. So, anyway, my point is that this may not even be a concern in 50 years when you have these stand-ins.
Yeah, and then, well, of course, then all the animals that have gone extinct anyway. So,
well, yeah, there's that.
Yeah, most of the things on the sushi bar are no longer with us. So send in the fake meat.
Beyond Meat in your grocery store somewhere.
Is it really?
Yeah, actually it is. I'm not
like a real grocery store?
Yeah, well, Whole Foods.
Okay.
So if you want to go into a grocery store with really nice lighting, I think you will find it there right now. But I think their idea is to stock it in every single grocery store eventually.
Yeah. Well, I say put it in fast food, you know? I mean, we're already using things that are not really meat, but they come from meat. So why not just go ahead and go the extra mile? I mean, it's all deep fried anyway.
Cost, my friend, cost. Mm. Yeah. But we'll get to that eventually, too. One other thing that I was thinking about is the fact that We talk about this all the time, that we tend to create this blueprint in our mind and we rely on that instead of actually seeing things for what they are. And we have to do that because every time we enter a room, we can't take the mental energy to completely recreate it from the ground up. We have a memory of this room, a blueprint of this room.
A map.
And so, in a way, we limit ourselves with the very tools that allow us to move through the world in an efficient way. And so I thought that's something that's really come to my attention. And again, that comes back to this awareness you were talking about earlier, awareness of thoughts and trying to slow down and really see things as they are. And then I thought this has completely underscored my appreciation for and awe of people working in various fields of science who are in the lab or in the field and going through mountains of data and trying to find those bits of amazing things in the rote every day and having those breakthroughs in our understanding that sort of recast how we see the world.
Yeah, because we kind of get to come in at the end of the process and celebrate how awesome it is. But we weren't there in the kitchen to see and be part of all the hours that went into preparing the dish.
Or you know, Marie Curie, like, going through the pitch and finding the radium.
Yeah, I mean the sacrifice, the real sacrifice of science.
Yeah, so that definitely has been something that has at the forefront of my mind. And as well as all the great science writers who have been able to talk about this in very meaningful ways.
You know, bringing up actual scientific sacrifice, it also makes everything I've said even more hollow. When I say, oh, well, in the course of this podcast, I gave up eating some squid and you know, was maybe a little more in touch with how the world works. And meanwhile, you know, someone else is like, well, I have cancer now because of radiation, because of my research.
Well, I know. And that's when I started to think about that. Like, what are the sacrifices of going through? Of course, now we know much more about the elements. And so presumably conditions are much safer. But, you know, there's a sort of trade-off with obsession that people sometimes in those fields find themselves
will
in.
Will you swallow a shrew to see what its bones look like on the other side? You know?
Right. Are you dedicated?
So there you have it. There's just a little insight into what the podcast has meant to us and how it has changed us and how it, I mean, really it comes down to, we put out two episodes a week, pretty much every week.
Mm-hmm.
The show pretty much permeates every aspect of my life. You know, if I'm, you know, no matter what I'm doing, there's a good chance that I might realize, hey, maybe this would make a good podcast. I wonder if there's something, what's the science of this that's going on? You know, be it, you know, spending time with my son, or, you know, traveling somewhere, mm-hmm. or eating something weird, or suddenly realizing that I have no idea how a gadget in my house actually works. I might think, huh, I wonder if that's something we can or should cover for the podcast.
It's true. And I think that both of us feel like we wish we had many more hours to actually put into this. But already, you know, we are pretty dedicated to trying to bring you guys the information that we think is really cool and important. And as you say, you know, thinking about it at all hours. In fact, both of us tend to send emails at odd hours.
Yeah.
About, like, hey, I was just looking at this and this seems really cool. So, yeah, and that's a source of joy for me. So this has been great to work on this podcast, and look forward to even more very cool stuff. And again, this is definitely a conversation. You know, the Microchimera episode that we covered mm-hmm. was actually suggested by listener Shauna, which I did not mention at the top of that episode, and I completely should have. Shame on me. But this is a great example of someone who was like, hey, you got to cover this. This is incredible territory. So thanks to you guys for keeping us apprised of all of this.
Yeah, you continue to help us populate a great list of topics to come and topics that we've covered before and we'll cover again. That's the great thing about science. We're never going to run out of topics.
Never.
Never. Never. Just try us. All right. So, hey, in the meantime, you want to get in touch with us, you want to talk with us about any of this, or maybe you just want to complain, but you can find us online, stufftoblowyourmind.com. That's the mothership. That's where our videos are, our podcasts, blogs, etc. Everything we do winds up there in one way or another. We're also on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr. And if you're old-fashioned and you want to use good old email to get in touch with us, there's a way to do that as well.
Or if you're not old-fashioned and you're a total futurist but you use email, you can do that. And you can send us an email at blowthemind@discovery.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch stratacoaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.